Typical week never really becomes typical. We could go in and think that, you know, today's a paperwork day, but then we have a bank robbery happen or a child abduction happen. And so we're pretty fluid. Usually one day really doesn't look like the next. We start down the road with something and something else, higher priority, comes up. So it varies day to day.
From WHJE, this is First Responders 411, getting you the inside scoop on first responders in and around Carmel. I'm Tatum Pratty. FBI agents, who are they? Are they these super secretive people always off on secret missions? Well, no. Of course, there are agents that work with top secret information, but FBI agents are people just like you and me. Their job is just super cool. Let me introduce you to Mike Langman. He currently works for the FBI. But how did he get started?
I've always been somewhat fascinated by law enforcement, or I should say I've always admired law enforcement. And after getting out of college, a lot of my friends from college graduated and became police officers. And they really enjoyed what they did. And I was looking for something like that. And the opportunity came up to apply for the Bureau. And then we started.
He entered the training academy in September of 2002 when he was in his early 30s.
To apply for the Bureau, there's a preliminary application, which is pretty lengthy. And then if they select you, you go to what's called phase one, which is we sat down for an SAT type of test. It was a time test, and we did that. And they go into our background. And if you're selected from phase one, you go to phase two, which for me, they flew us to Cleveland. Now they, I think they fly you to Chicago. And it's a panel interview with four active agents. So you sit in front of a panel and they ask you questions and you answer the questions. And you also have a written portion there. If you make it past that, then you also have a physical portion and a polygraph and more background. And then they select you for a class of the academy. And then once you get to the academy, I believe it's 20 weeks now, you go out to Quantico, Virginia, you live in the dorms, and you go through legal classes, you go through all kinds of classroom exercise, you go through physical fitness, defensive tactics, scenarios at the shoot house, and a lot of firearms training.
For the firearms training, they use paint guns to test their tactical skills.
It's not like the paint guns where you go out to like dark armies or something like that. They're actual firearms that use what they call simmunition, which is it's a regular. The back end of the bullet is the same, but the front end, instead of being a metal piece that would go into you, is plastic and filled with a paint and soap mixture, so it will mark when it hits you. So it still comes in about the same speed. It hurts, but it is what we use at Quantico for tactical training.
A week six in the academy, Mike and the others were sent to whatever offices needed agents. Mike was first sent to Detroit. From there, he was transferred to Washington, D.C., and then here to Indianapolis. Now, his official title is Supervisory Special Agent.
I'm over two task forces. We have the Crimes Against Children Task Force, where we work child pornography and juvenile prostitution. So we do stuff like the Jared Fogle investigation was the one that we did. And then the larger part that we do is the Violent Crime Task Force. And so we do all the bank robberies. We do commercial robberies, like when you hear a subway gets robbed or a gas station gets robbed. We do that. We do fugitives, like we just helped Brownsburg pick up the two homicide suspects. So those are the kind of things that we do on the violent crime side. I think the biggest personal accomplishment is probably 4 years ago, we started up the squad that I run now, and we kind of established the Violent Crime Task Force and the Crimes Against Children Task Force as a squad, and the men and women that work on that squad have had some pretty good accomplishments since then. That's probably one of the things I'm more proud of is getting that up and running and the success we've had with that. There are a couple instances when we worked the juvenile prostitution stuff, which we refer to that as commercial sex trafficking rather than human trafficking, but when we worked the commercial sex trafficking where we've recovered a juvenile out of the life and gotten her back on track, and there's been some pretty good success stories with them getting back into normal life and readjusting, and that's pretty rewarding.
When there is a missing kid, Mike and the other agents work until they find that kid. This impacts not only Mike, but his family too, since he sometimes leaves for several days at a time.
Probably the most challenging part of the job overall is time away from the family you have to spend. A couple years ago, we had on Christmas, we were called out and we had to go up to Fort Wayne. And so for 3 or 4 days, we were working a child abduction in Fort Wayne on Christmas. There have been several times I've missed all of the kids' birthdays. So that's the most challenging part of it.
Mike's daughter, Ellie, a junior at Carmel High School, has been impacted by her dad's job in other ways as well.
Just a stricter lifestyle with the social media and things like that. And sometimes he has to leave unexpectedly. But, I mean, we all think it's pretty cool when he gets to come back and tell all the stories.
Because I see what the effects of social media are. I've been a lot tougher on them with getting social media, using social media, giving them the freedom to go out by themselves in certain areas. It is not going to happen. They get probably a stricter upbringing than most because of what's out there and what we've seen. The most rewarding part, I think, is the fact that I feel that what we're doing is impactful. You know, one of the things we kind of joke about is that the stuff that we work, the task forces that I work, it's kind of the first 5 minutes of news. What you see on the first 5 minutes of news, we're usually involved with most of that stuff here in Indianapolis. So to me, that's something that impacts lives. Like, people actually feel the impact of that.
I think he inspires me. Like, usually when I tell people what he does, they're like, oh, your dad's a hero. And I think I think that's pretty awesome. And I mean, growing up hearing about all the things that he does, it makes me want to become an FBI agent.
The life of a special agent is pretty good. It's a very good career. It's very rewarding on many levels. I think that being able to help people on a daily basis is that in itself is extremely rewarding.
This has been Tatum Pratty for WHJE. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.